From NPR and Chicago Public Radio, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carol Castle, and here's your host at the Michigan Theater in Ann Arbor, Michigan, Peter Sagal.
Thank you. Woo! Thank you, everybody. It is great, great to be back here in Ann Arbor. It's not quite Motown. It's Mo-outlying area. Later on, we're going to be joined by legendary car guy Bob Lutz of General Motors. But first, this week, Opie and Anthony, these two shock jocks, were suspended from their show on XM Satellite Radio. Satellite Radio! For making some extremely off-color comments, and they were stunned about it. One of them complained, and this is true, that they were being held to the same standards as National Public Radio. To which our response is, NPR has standards? Uh-oh. Quick, before somebody starts to hold us to them, give us a call. The number is 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. It's time to welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Gilles Bissonnette from Los Angeles, California.
You said Gilles?
Yes.
Gilles. Is that like French?
It is French.
Wow. You don't sound French.
I am not.
Yeah. You said that somewhat, you know, firmly. Are you trying to just make sure you don't get into any trouble?
I'm in French in Amoli, pretty much. My family has been assimilated, so.
Right, right. Did you during the difficulties we had with France some years ago, did you change your name to Freedom Bissonnette?
No, it was too cumbersome.
I understand. Well, welcome to our show, Gilles. Let me introduce you to our panel this week. First, say hello to a writer, performer, and author of the novel Schrodinger's Ball, Mr. Adam Felber.
Hi, Adam.
Bonjour, Gilles.
Next, say hello to a deputy managing editor of the Houston Chronicle, Ms. Kiri O'Connor.
Hi, Kiri.
Hi, Gilles. Can you say Nicolas Sarkozy? That's my favorite thing to say.
He's just not going to go there. I can sense that. And lastly, say hello to a writer for the Boston Globe magazine and the author of the new book, Moving the Chains, Tom Brady and the Pursuit of Everything, Mr. Charlie Pierce.
Hi, Charlie.
Guten Tag, Gilles. I figure all French people speak German, so.
Exactly. Gilles, welcome to the show. You're going to play Who's Carl this time, of course. Carl Castle is going to read you three quotes from the week's news. Your job, of course, correctly identify or explain just two of them. Do that. You will win our prize, Carl Castle's voice in your home answering machine, speaking, of course, in clear, perfect American English.
Well, I'm very excited.
All right. Now, your first few quotes are actually the collected comedy highlights from an event this week.
We've had a Congress that spent money like John Edwards at a beauty shop. We spent money like a drunken sailor, although I never knew a sailor drunk or sober with the imagination of my colleagues. If you ever bought a suit and you look at it and you can't tell if it's blue or black, that's how blue Massachusetts is.
Okay, all of those were jokes told where this week?
Would that be the Republican presidential debate?
It was, yes, very good. The first Republican presidential debate a couple of weeks ago was all about claiming the mantle of Ronald Reagan. In the second one, the candidates tried to conjure another Republican icon, Bob Hope. In addition to all that hilarity, there were some sparks, Rudy Giuliani suggested, of Mr. Tom Tancredo, congressman, that his mother was so big, when she sits around the house, she actually, indeed, in a literal fashion, sits around the house.
That was a good one.
And in retaliation, Congressman Tancredo accused Giuliani of being an illegal immigrant, and then he started to cry. Any of you watch the debate?
I did, because I knew it was a very special episode of one of my favorite sitcoms. This is a very special episode. Especially Shecky Huckabee. I love him.
Oh, he was great.
He was wonderful.
That was his really line about yeah, John Edwards right. at the hair salon. You know he was practicing that all week.
Is Huckabee's what they have for like a neighborhood restaurant in Arkansas? or TGI Tancredo?
I believe it's TGI.
There's a punchline out there in the ether somewhere. I'll get to it.
It probably involves Giuliani.
Yeah. All right, here is your next quote, Gilles.
If they bleep with me, I have enough on them to bleep them, too.
Well, that was someone. saying that if his employers at the World Bank went ahead and fired him, he would get his revenge. Who said that, though, without the bleeps?
Would that be Paul Wolfowitz?
It would be. An ethics committee at the World Bank released its report on its president, and in it, we found out that first, he really did break bank rules to get his girlfriend a cushy job, and second, he still has that same gift for diplomacy that worked so well when he was planning the Iraq War. Finally, after much back and forth and Sturm und Drang and accusations, Mr. Wolfowitz agreed to step down at the end of June. He said he would devote the remainder of his career to good works and that he would immediately start looking for a charity organization that needed to be completely screwed up.
Is there a less likely person in public life to be brought down by a sex scandal than Paul Wolfowitz?
It is true.
I mean, yes. I don't know. Isn't this the guy who, like, spit-shined his own hair?
Yes. Famously.
Yes.
He spit in his hand.
Yeah.
And you know, maybe that was it. Most Americans recoiled in horror at that scene. But one mid-level employee at the World Bank said, "That's hot." Maybe he got her a better job to pretend to be his girlfriend.
Aww.
Isn't that sad?
Yeah, you know.
You just felt pity.
He destroyed the World Bank and got us into Iraq, but now I feel bad for him.
All right, very good, Gilles. Here is your last quote.
The character, whose voice is obviously that of a boy, has been found carrying a red purse. He is purple, the gay pride color, and his antenna is shaped like a triangle, the gay pride symbol.
That was from an article outing Tinky Winky as a gay Teletubby. It was published in 1999 in the National Liberty Journal. The author of that article died this week at the age of 73. Who was it?
Oh, Jerry Falwell.
Jerry Falwell, indeed. Reverend Falwell was, in fact, a polarizing figure, to say the least, but many of his critics joined his many supporters in expressing sadness over his sudden demise. That included Mr. Tinky Winky himself, who attended a memorial service with his partner, Chad. Mr. Winky said, quote, "You know, he thought he was doing the right thing, and ultimately it may just have been a way of wrestling with his own demons."
Oh, yeah. You know, kidding aside, he really did get that wrong with the Teletubbies, because clearly the red one is the gay one.
You think?
Yeah.
Carl, how did Gilles do in our quiz?
Gilles had a great game, Peter. 3 correct answers, so Gilles, you win our prize.
Oh, great. Well, I'm very excited.